Om Shanti. Baba is coming on 8th of October. Today is 27th September. So the countdown has begun. How many days are left? I think 10 or 11 days are left. So Baba is going to come and he will ask for homework. He had given us homework last time, many homeworks. And he will definitely love all those children who have done their homework. So from today onwards we are going to revise the 7 Avyakta Murlis of last season. The first Murli is of 16th October 2016 and the heading of the Murli is Stabilize the Self in the form of the meaning of the word Om Shanti and increase the dance of the mind, instill the habit of silence of the mind and the sound of words will become distant and service will automatically continue to increase with rays of peace. A big topic. So we are going to just revise that Murli. We are going to just churn that Murli again. We are going to bring that Murli back to life because in our mind somewhere it is forgotten and somewhere it is lost and become dead for some time. So now we want to make it come back to life by revising it, by churning it. So let's begin the Murli. This Murli is based on 4 topics. Now whether they are 4 different topics or the same topic, that is the question. If you look only for words, they are different words. But if you go into the depth of their meaning, it is actually only one thing. At one, Baba has started the Murli with Om Shanti. Okay? From Om Shanti, he has gone to dance of mind. From dance of mind, he has gone to silence of mind. And from silence of mind, he had gone to power of mind. So these are the 4 topics. The first topic is peace of the mind. The second topic is silence of the mind. Dance of the mind. The third topic is silence of the mind. And fourth topic is power of the mind. Now, are they different things or the same thing? First, peace of the mind. Om Shanti. Second, dance of the mind. Third, silence of the mind. Baba gave the homework for 1 week. In this Murli, Baba had given homework for 1 week to practice silence of the mind. And he had given homework for 1 month to practice to increase the power of the mind. So now these are the 4 words or 4 sentences. Are they different or the same? When I was reading this Murli yesterday, I realized, which I could not realize last time, actually Baba is saying only one thing. And the one thing, for explaining that one thing, he has used so many words. Let's start with the Murli. First, he talked about the word Om Shanti. Okay? The word Om Shanti. Baba said, the moment you say this word Om Shanti, the moment the meaning of the word Om Shanti enters your heart, your mind becomes peaceful. Even if there is atmosphere of tears, the word Om Shanti brings or spreads the wave of peace. The meaning of the Om Shanti is visible on your face. You are in the company of others and everybody is peaceful, so that peace is reflected on your face. The word Om Shanti is very lovely, Baba said. The word Om Shanti is very deep. If we see all our classes, they start with Om Shanti and they end with Om Shanti. I was thinking, if suppose we don't start our class with Om Shanti and we don't end the class with Om Shanti, or if we don't start the Murli with Om Shanti word and we don't end the Murli with Om Shanti word, how things would look like? They would rather appear very dull and drab. So this word, and if you listen to all the Dadi's lectures, she has used the same word Om Shanti and she has explained the meaning of the word Om Shanti in so many different meanings she had given. She explained the same word and given different meanings to the same word in so many different classes. So, as Baba is saying here, this word Om Shanti is a very lovely word. It reminds you of peace. The moment you utter, your heart becomes peaceful. The moment you say it, the vibration spread into your heart. The moment you say it, the form of the Om Shanti comes in front of you. You become its form. The very form of that Om Shanti you become. Om Shanti means I am peaceful soul. So entire focus is on peace of mind. Make your mind peaceful. As much peaceful as possible. Make your mind peaceful. When your mind is peaceful, that is when you are situated in the nature of the word Om Shanti. It's not just about saying it, but it is to get stabilized in its meaning. To get stabilized in those vibrations of the word Om Shanti. So first is Om Shanti. So when your mind is peaceful, what happens is you start dancing. But Baba says this is a very unique dance. This dance doesn't disturb others. This is the dance of the mind. You do not make any external noise. This is a very lovely dance. This is a very sweet dance. So actually the real dance is when your mind is peaceful. It has nothing to do with that outside dance. It is the inner garbha or ras or dandiya or bhangra, whatever you call it. It is that inner state of the mind. When the mind is very, very calm, very, very tranquil, very, very peaceful, that time, whatever is happening to the mind, activities of those, that mind is known as dance of the mind. So Baba said, increase this dance of the mind. This is the homework. Increase the dance of the mind. Instill this habit of dancing. Make the practice of dancing. Habit, practice, hobby. Three words. Habit, practice, hobby. Make this habit of dancing. And this dance doesn't have to do anything with external dance. And when your dance of the mind increases, dance of the words will decrease. When the dance of the mind is occurring, the power of the words will increase. From here, he has come to the third point. Silence of the mind. When the mind is silent, your body will become silent. When the mind is silent, your body will also become silent. Baba gave the example of you conduct silence retreats. So silence of the mind. Here again the same thing. Increase the silence of the mind. Then you will not have to speak as much as you speak now. You speak very less. And still that will be very powerful. Still that will be very powerful. Provided your mind is silent, your mind is dancing. Then only silence of the mind will occur. Otherwise no. The fourth point is power of the mind. Which mind is most powerful in the world? The mind which is silent is the most powerful mind. It is not that the person who is running here and there and showing off, I am very powerful, I am very powerful. That person is not powerful. Peace of the mind, dance of the mind, silence of the mind. And the result is power of the mind. So you become powerful only when you are peaceful. So, homework from this Murli is all about peace. To remain peaceful and make others peaceful. Throughout the day today, what we can do is, we can take lot many self-respects of peace, like I am an angel of peace, I am an embodiment of peace, I am a peaceful person, I am a peaceful being, I am a peaceful soul, I am an incarnation of soul, I am a tower of peace, and my aim in this world is to spread peace around. I have to make everyone peaceful. If you look at India today, look at India's relationship with neighboring countries. Lot of peacelessness. Look within the India, in the religions. So much peacelessness. Everywhere in politics, peacelessness. In media, peacelessness. In cinema, peacelessness. In religion, in politics, in science, so much peacelessness. Everywhere there is peacelessness. Not an iota of peace anywhere in the world. And just to make our mind peaceful is the greatest service to the world. The greatest service is not to go and serve them and feed them and give them money and donate them this or that worldly things. That is not the greatest service. Greatest service in the world is to keep yourself peaceful, is to make the mind peaceful, to get situated in the meaning of the word Om Shanti, to make the mind silent and let this dance of the mind occur all the time. The peaceful mind is the only mind which is actually in the spiritual sense dancing. That dance Baba doesn't give so much importance. Baba is talking about dance of the mind, dance of the silence of the mind, peace of the mind, and such a mind then becomes powerful. How long we stay peaceful, that is very important. How many times we become peaceful even throughout the day, that is important. If we can keep our peace uninterrupted for a long period of time, a time comes then we find that we are becoming really powerful internally. And peace doesn't mean that you get isolated, you go in some seclusion somewhere and you stop communicating with the world. That is not peace. As I told in the last time also, there was once king and he ordered in his kingdom that I want the picture of peace. So many artists came. So many artists came and they painted many different paintings of peace. So two were selected. The first painting was having a mountain, very peaceful mountain. It was had blue sky, fluffy mountain, fluffy clouds, and there was a river that was flowing. And that was a perfect picture of peace. But there was yet another picture. That picture had storms. That picture had very rugged mountain. That picture had foaming waterfall. That picture had lightning, dreadful atmosphere. And in that, when the king saw that picture, he was just wondering how this could be the picture of peace. Then he saw that in one cave, in one small crevice of that waterfall, there was a small mother bird and she was resting in her nest. Everywhere there is a peacelessness and commotion, but she was so peaceful. Actually, the real peace is this. Where there is a peacelessness and where there is a sound and where there is a voice, and still you remain peaceful. In the crowd, you achieve that solitude. Then that is actually the real picture of peace. So this entire Murli is on peace. I am a peaceful soul. I am an embodiment of peace. What are the causes of my peacelessness? What are the situations, which are the people, persons who make me peaceless? I need to work on that. If you want to become strong, powerful, Baba said, make it a habit. Instill this habit of dancing. Increase this dance of the mind. Increase this silence of the mind. Baba said, for 1 month, within 1 month, make the mind powerful. And for 1 week, practice silence of the mind or increase dance of the mind. So actually this is the same thing. How to keep the mind powerful, how to make the mind powerful, how to keep the mind at peace with oneself, with others, how to make it as much silent as possible. This is the crux of the Murli. And everybody should work on this. We had discussed this Murli last time in great detail. We had taken out many questions from this Murli and then we had talked about it, but then again we need to revise it today, again and again, find out the very, go into the depth of this Murli more and more, to understand the meaning of the word peace. 2 days back, at Amrit Vela I had a very good experience of Paramdham. I wanted to share that. I visualized that when I was, as a soul, I was in Paramdham. The peace of the Paramdham, of Supreme Abode, is real. It's actually little different from the peace which is here of the world. So experience, 7 experiences. First experience is experience of the peace of Paramdham, which is little different from the peace here. Second was peace or experience of silence of Paramdham. Here we become silent, okay, but that silence is little different silence. So experience of silence of Paramdham. Second, third, experience of freedom of Paramdham, liberty, This is Mukti Dham. So experience of that freedom of Param Dham. One is to feel freedom here. That I am free, I don't have any bondages. But experience of freedom in Param Dham, experience of silence in Param Dham, experience of peace of Param Dham, and then fourth, experience of my original nature, seven qualities. Whilst in the body, I say I am peaceful soul, I am knowledgeful soul, I am blissful, loveful. But experience without body, when the soul is in Param Dham, that experience, seven qualities of the soul in Param Dham, that is a separate experience. This is one. Then experience of silence of Param Dham. One is peace, I said shanti. Another is silence, means voicelessness, noiselessness, no sound. Nirvana, that experience. Fifth. Sixth, experience of His rays are falling on me. Divine rays of God are on me. This is the sixth experience. And seventh experience is, I am merging in that soul, Supreme Soul. He and me, we are becoming one. Actually, the deepest desires of human being is union. But they try it at the level of body. The deepest desire of human consciousness is union. But what union, they do not know. And then when they are in male and female body, they try to unite. But what that caused? Downfall. Actually, the real desire for union is the desire of the soul to merge in Supreme Soul. That is actually the real desire. But people are not aware of it. That is why they tried that level, at the body level, and they get frustrated. Because no two things can ever unite. No matter like this and this cannot get unite. Because they are matter. Matter cannot become one. Atoms cannot become one. Two atoms cannot become one. They can never unite. Okay. Second thing is soul and soul. No two souls can merge into each other. So it's impossible. Third, soul and Brahma Tattva, sixth element, can never unite. So it's impossible. Another is, even soul and Supreme Soul, in that way they cannot merge. But this is the feeling you get, that soul is merging into that Supreme Soul. And you experience it. And that is the deepest experience. So this is sixth, one more is remaining. Sixth, seventh experience is experience of the sixth element. Here, we have all the experience of five elements. We know earth, water, all these things. But experience of that sixth element, that Brahma, that is the seventh experience. So total seven experiences of Param Dham. First, experience of peace of Param Dham. Second, experience of silence of Param Dham. Experience of freedom of Param Dham. Experience of original nature of the soul. Experience of sixth element. Experience of His rays are falling upon me. And seventh, I am merging into Him. So these are the seven different experiences of Param Dham. And every day when we go to Param Dham, we should try to experience all these seven stages. Okay? So, again here Baba is talking with Ramesh Bhai. Two important things. Baba said, don't go too much into service, but don't also make it very low, little. Keep up a note of this. Again he said to him, create a plan, what to do and what not to do. What you should do and what you should not do. That also he said. And then Baba is talking with Dadis, and then Baba is from double foreigners. So Baba is telling something to about the plans for service and all, so on and so forth. So basically, as I said, this Murli is all about peace. All about the importance of the word Om Shanti. Okay? So read it, churn it, understand it, go into the depth of it and try to experience it and drink it and make others drink. Be the embodiment of this Murli throughout the day. Let anything happens, I should remain peaceful. I should not let go of my peace. At one point Baba also said, this upheaval will increase, this halchal is going to increase in future. So what you will do? You have to remain peaceful. That dance is not possible all the time. But dance of the mind is possible all the time. This is a very good point in the Murli. Dance of the mind, peace of the mind, silence of the mind is always possible. And then you become, you have power of the mind. You become powerful. So, aim is to become powerful. Aim is to keep the mind silent. Aim is let this dance go on and on and on. We should be dancing all the time in the mind, not outside. Otherwise people will say, what has happened to you? Why are you dancing? Even if you dance, still no harm, no sweat. Still you can dance outside also. This is Navratri going on, so one can always, you know, dance with that. Yeah, spiritual dance. Okay, so this is the crux of the Murli. Okay, Om Shanti.